Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. A good Erev of Shabbos, Tavshin Pei Hei, 2025, as we are getting closer and closer. It's already Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Erev Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol. What a very special time. We should be Zocha, each and every one of us, to have in mind Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. I dedicate this year to Bar Avram Ben Julia, amongst all of the hostages, and Besuch Shar, Chayle Yisrael, anyone else who needs a Yeshua and a Refuah and a Nechama for all the Jewish people and the soldiers, wherever they are, Hashem should protect them. And we should be Zocha, each and every one of us, and Klal Yisrael to a Geula Shlema. This year, Benisan Nigalu, this is the time of Geula. And Benisan Asidim Ligoel, we will have a Geula, Be'ezus Hashem, us and all the Jewish people. I want to begin just with the halacha, purity of speech, page 87, day 32, where it says what could be considered lashon hara when talking about one person can actually be considered a compliment for another person. The two examples are, you say Mr. Schwartz learns 4 hours a day. If Mr. Schwartz is a businessman, then it's considered praiseworthy that he can find time in a business day to learn 4 hours. However, if Mr. Schwartz is supposed to be learning in a full-time kollel, so saying that he learns 4 hours a day is derogatory and is therefore lashon hara. The other example is, you say, Mr. So-and-so gave a donation of $5 to a collector. So if he's a low-income provider, then it's considered a compliment. If he's a wealthy, financially wealthy person and gave $5 to a collector that came specifically to his house for a donation, that statement comes across as negative. Hashem should help us all as we are beginning the Yom Tov of Pesach, of Pesach, as the Arizal says, that we are fixing our speech as we keep on saying and we speak about that Galus, we are here in Galus because of our speech, Be'ezus Hashem, because of Sinas Chinam, and the Chafetz Chaim says that it's our speech we have to fix and be more careful with the way we speak. Be'ezus Hashem, this Yom Tov will help us have a renewal in learning the Hilchos Lashon Hara to learn. Be'ezus Hashem, we should, all of us should be Zocha to learn even at the Seder, maybe to say the Hilchos Lashon Hara, to start off our year, to start off our time of Pesach, of Geula, with the Chafetz Chaim. As the Chafetz Chaim says, we begin by trying to be more sensitive and trying to learn the halachas. Through that, we'll all be zoicha to a, as we know, Paro is para, as we're beginning, as we'll begin to talk about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Amuna, we'll all be zoicha that b'schus, us learning the halachas together, will be zoicha to a gula shlema, us and all the Jewish people. Amen. I just want to mention one thought, just a sensitive, subtle thought about Shabbos, Shabbos HaGadol, Erev Pesach, that we're blessed, that we're beginning a journey together of holiness together, that it's Shabbos and then right into Pesach. It's very, very special. And one of the main themes we know of Pesach is eating, is matzah. Matzah is, according to everyone, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa from the Torah to eat matzah for 7 days. 7 days, 8 days. And now we begin through Shabbos. Shabbos is also a time where we are eating. The eating that we do is holy. The food that we eat, Shabbos HaGadol. I know that Ronnie Greenwald, Rabbi Greenwald, I remember him telling me that the reason a gadol is called a gadol, I've said this over many times, is because it's the little things that the Adam gadol does, that every little thing that he does is so great, right? Amalek, which is the opposite, is asher karcha baderech, chill, don't make a big deal out of little things. The gadol is the exact opposite. Every little thing is so big. People think that to become great, you have to do these great big things. It's the little tiny things. It's the thank you. It's the smile. It's the things that the tiny crumbs, which is really what the cleaning of Pesach and chametz is about. Chametz, the Yetzer Hara, the little crumb is so big on Pesach. The matzah that we eat, that we put into our mouths, that we put into our system, is so, so holy. And one of the things I just want to talk about is the avoda maybe of bracha, of brachas, of elevating our food. I know it's a very subtle thing to talk about that. Are we on the level to elevate our food? But I think the Yom Tov of Pesach teaches us that it's all about elevating our food. I think the Chazon Ish said over that, what is the Avodah Zarah of nowadays is the food. The food. It's not, we're not on the level necessarily to, you know, to have two slices of pizza as opposed to three or four or whatever it is nowadays, slices of pizza. We might not be on the level to eat less. But what we can do is we can make a bracha before to have more sensitivity to that which we eat can elevate us, especially as we begin this journey of 8-9 days of everything we're going to be eating. The fact that we're eating matzah and we're not eating chametz, they ask the question, if chametz represents Yetzer Hara and matzah represents Yetzer Tov, so how could I eat chametz during the year? The answer is, they say, that my eating matzah during these next 8 days, 9 days, well, 8 days, seven, 8 days, starting Shabbos, which is also extra holiness in our food, that brings the Kedusha in our food for the entire year. And I was thinking that maybe that's the Dover Cutten, that's the small thing that we might sometimes overlook. We might overlook to say, oh, I got to work on this, I got to work on that. Sometimes a person just making a bracha, being sensitive before he eats and after one eats. They say, what? Why do you make a bracha before you eat and after you eat? So the Gemara says, before you eat, because you're stealing otherwise. Hashem gave you the food. And if you're going to make a bracha, you're not going to make a bracha. So it's like you're stealing from Hashem. It's His food. That's what the Gemara in Bracha says. So the question is, what do I eat? What do I have to make a bracha afterwards? So the Meshech Chachma says that one of the reasons that a person makes a bracha after, alamichya, barei nefashas, benching, is why? Is because when you eat, you're infusing the gashmias in your body. You're putting physical things in your body, which takes a person away from Hashem naturally, not in a bad way. The physical disconnects a person from Hashem. So when you go ahead and you bench and you make a bracha after you eat, whatever that bracha is, it brings you back to the Yiras Shamayim. It brings a person back, which is what it says. Va'ata Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha shoyel mi'imach. What does Hashem want from us? Kiyim liyira. He wants us to fear Him, right? That's the famous pasuk of the Mesillas Yesharim, bases the entire sefer on that pasuk. Va'ata Yisrael ma Hashem Elokecha. What does the Gemara say? Al tikri ma Hashem Elokecha shoyel mi'imach elameya. Why? What does that mean? That a person needs to make 100 brachas a day. 100 brachas. Not everything's on food. But when a person learns, and especially us right now, as we are entering a very, very holy time, and our food, the food that we consume, is the fuel for who we are. Baruch Hashem, we're zoicha to have a Shabbos, which is echol besimcha ki kfar ratzach. The avoda of Shabbos is food. The tzaddikim used to not eat during the week. They used to fast the whole week, eat a minimal. Shabbos, you could eat echol besimcha ki kfar ratzach. You could eat with happiness because Hashem wants you. Pesach is malashen Shabbos, as we said. Mimachras, the pasuk says, mimachras is Shabbos, because it's all about eating yetzer toiv. It's all about putting in my body the yetzer toiv. And then when a person can elevate even that with his brachas, the little thing, the little tiny thing. And the truth is it overflows into every bracha. Asher Yatzar. When a person makes Asher Yatzar, you stop for a minute after a person uses the bathroom to thank Hashem. When a person before it teaches just a lesson in patience and recognizing where everything comes from. I know this is something, that's why I was thinking about talking about this, because it's such a subtle, as the Mesillas Yesharim says in the Hakdama, the things that we take for granted, the things that we think, right? We think that to be this big person. We have to do these incredible things, and to have Yiras Shamayim, I have to learn 10 hours a day, or I have to, you know, become this holy, holy person. Right now we have in front of us Shabbos, 7, 8 days of Achila, of Yetzer Tov, of transforming. I'm not even talking from a physical, as the Mesillas Yesharim says. The Mesillas Yesharim talks how important, he lists it as the, right after, right in the beginning of Nikias, he lists, he says, Yesh Taivas Haleva Mesava B'macholam HaTovim. The food is much more subtle and deep, deeper than we think it is. Hashem should help each and every one of us as we are embarking on an incredible journey. And I'm excited that Mirtz Hashem will continue on the journey of Sfiras HaOmer, of as the Ramban says, the beginning of Pesach until Shavuos is like Chol HaMoed. It's Shavuos is like Shmini Atzeres. It's called Atzeres, and Pesach is the beginning, and everything in between is Chol HaMoed. We are embarking, all of us, all of Klal Yisrael, especially with Shabbos Erev Pesach, and like I said, that Shabbos is known. Shabbos you eat chulin. Shabbos you eat, you drink, and you eat, and you enjoy the Gashmias. But the Gashmias is Ruchnias now. The matzah that we eat, we have no Yetzahara. The chametz is pushed away now for the next 9 days. The next 8, 9 days is mamish pushed away, that we're able, because even the chametz that we're going to eat on Shabbos, the Lecha Mishnah that we're going to eat on Shabbos is elevated because of Shabbos. And then you go right into 7, 8 days of Pesach. So it transforms within us this connection to our food, and our connection to our food to realize that it's holy. I saw actually from one of the tzaddikim, I'll just mention, it was so interesting that he brings that the achila, that Eish Tamid Tukad Al HaMizbeach Le'sichbe, this week's parsha, Eish Tamid, there's a fire constantly that is lit. It's one of the mitzvahs we said in this week's parsha, to always have a fire lit. He brings down that it's talking about achila, that when a person eats, and it's always in your system, the food is always in a person's system, and then you eat again. Eish tamid tukad al mizbeach, which is interesting because the Karban Pesach is a Karban Shlamim where you eat. The Karbanis were, as the Ramchal says in Kedusha, where he says the Talmud Chacham, the Tzaddik's food, is literally when he eats that food, it's like a Karban. It's mamish like a Karban. And I think that we are able to get to that level these next 8 days. We're able to get to the level where all the food that we consume that goes inside of us becomes holy and holy. And in order to bring that through the year, I think is to be a little bit more careful with our brachas, to be a little bit more sensitive, to have a little bit more patience before we eat, to make a bracha, to thank Hashem, and then afterwards to say, Hashem, I want this food to make me holier, to make me closer to you, to do mitzvahs, to give me energy, to do amazing things. And maybe that's the pshat, that it's Shabbos HaGadol. Maybe it's the Shabbos HaGadol, because the Shabbos HaGadol is teaching us this very little thing is so big. We think that it's this, right? Eating matzah is so big. Making a bracha is so big. Hashem should help us all. We should all be zoicha b'schus, our consuming, our putting into our mouth holy things and into our body holy things, and becoming, as we know, you are what you eat is not a secular concept. The Mesillas Yesharim says it straight out, that it literally becomes part of who we are. But the fact that we're now consuming holiness, our mouths are now going to say holiness, our whole Dalet Amos around us will exude of the Kedusha, of the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Klal Yisrael, to each other, to ourselves. And through that, we'll all be zoicha, us, to we'll all be zoicha to come in this Seder, Tav Shin Pei Hei, as we eat the matzah, as we say over the Torah, it'll bring our existence, our families, Klal Yisrael, to a higher madriga, to an elevated madriga, where we speak differently, we eat differently, We connect to Hashem, to the world differently. We should all be zoicha to that, a geula shlema, where everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful Yom Tov. Thank you so much for listening to the Shiurim, and I look forward to counting together towards the tachlis of Pesach, which is Tavdu Neselokim Alahar, the tachlis of Kabbalah Satorah for us and all the Jewish people. Thank you so much. A wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful Yom Tov.